Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolf Pack Share Your Salary. What the hell is this thing again? The Share Your Salary Morning Wolf Pack podcast.
It's not the iHeart.
The the iHeart Sucks podcast. No. Did I say that on the air today? I think I did.
I think you did.
And I felt real good. Felt real nice. Y'all try it on for size one time, like a new dress.
Woo. I'm not a big fan of dress trying on.
Okay. Moving right along. Okay, let's kvitz after, but take a listen to our Share Your Salary from today. Retail store manager Amanda. Listen up, find out how much she makes.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, oh, it was spooky. We talked to State Hospital Therapy Supervisor Kim, and she's making $83,000 a year.
Yeah.
Probably should be making more. You only got probably a real-life Hannibal Lecter locked up in there.
Oh.
All right. On the phone with us this morning is Amanda. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, we are great. Thank you so much for being a part of Share Your Salary and helping us break down the walls between us when it comes to how much money we all make and how much effort we put into what we do.
Absolutely.
Oh, by the way, Amanda is a retail store manager. Now, we're going to put a minute on the clock. Amanda, we'll ask you a bunch of questions when we're done. We'll collect our thoughts while we play a three-minute song. We'll come back after. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. You're going to tell everybody. You cool with that?
I am.
All right. Retail store manager Amanda, 60 seconds on the clock. Emily, if you are ready, begin.
Were you hired or promoted into this position?
I was hired.
Okay. Is this a national chain or something local?
It's national.
How long have you worked there?
I'm going on 4 years.
Would you describe where you work as high end?
Yes.
Do you hire and fire employees?
I do.
How often do you catch shoplifters?
Not very often.
How much time do you spend on the actual floor of the store?
90% of my time is on the floor.
Do you get a discount on the things you sell?
I do. We get 50% off.
Ooh!
Do you have to have a college degree to be a manager?
No.
What do you eat for lunch most days?
Whatever delivers, or I bring my lunch from home.
Would you find this a store in a mall?
Yes.
Do you shop where you work?
I do.
Is this
I'm
a
sorry,
job
Emily. Time
a...
is up. Amanda, the retail store manager, Morning Wolf Pack, if you want to help us out, come on now, 46150, text in your guess. I will use one of yours. So put your name and where you live on it. And give us about 3 minutes because Amanda's going to share her salary next in 3 minutes right after this song.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Amanda. She is a retail store manager. And Emily, what else did we just learn?
She's been there 4 years and was hired as a manager. It's a high-end store that you don't have to have a degree to be the manager of, though. She is in charge of hiring and firing, and they get 50% off.
Now, we didn't say, and Amanda didn't want us to say, which store, but I got a feeling it's Nordstrom's. High end?
I don't.
I feel like that's what it is. Okay, Emily, you are the winner. We last time we played, a big shocker. Go ahead.
All right, because you seem very happy with what you're doing, I didn't get to find out if it's a job or a career, but I'm going to go 61.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to use a text message because I always do, and I went with Jessica in Mercer Island because we're talking about a high-end retail store. I figure Jessica in Mercer Island's got the drop on that number, and she's a little bit higher than you, Em. She's 70, so 70K.
Okay.
Jessica, thanks for texting in. Love you. Slow Joe.
I don't know. I'm going to go 90,000.
90,000. Oh. Retail? Come on, man.
Could be Neiman Marcus, too.
Needless markups?
Wow.
All right, Amanda, we have reached that point in the conversation where you are going to end the guesswork and tell everybody how much money you make every year. Time to share your salary, Amanda. What is the number?
I will clear $75,000 this year between base pay and bonuses.
Boom!
Good for you.
You must work with Jessica, who lives in Mercer Island. Was Emily correct? You sound really happy. Like, you love what you do, which traditionally you hear that people that work retail tend to get kind of beaten down by all the customers and all that stuff.
I've been in retail for 20 years, and over the years, I've wandered off out of retail, and I've always ended up back. And it's, I love the team. I love working with customers. I'm more of a boutique style store than a big box chain store. So it makes it where I'm able to be more one-on-one with people. And so that makes me enjoy what I'm doing.
That's good.
In other words, less wanky customers.
Sometimes.
Well, then again, that could work the other way, too. People could be very picky, particular.
Yes.
Well, Amanda, we appreciate you being a part of our show. Thanks for coming on the Morning Wolfpack and sharing your salary. We love you.
Perfect. Love you guys, too. Thank you for making my morning commute good.
Hey, it's what we try to do anyway, Amanda. Thanks so much for giving us a shot, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Boom. There you go, Amanda. $75,000. But, you know, I was doing a little retail shopping yesterday for CMA outfits.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not only do those people have to deal with customers that don't really know what they want, like me. Like, I need a shirt, but I don't know what it is and what size. But they're on their feet all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really address that with Amanda. But I don't know if anybody, has anybody here ever worked retail?
I did.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. Well, I got all the clothes I wanted and I quit.
Why'd you stay so long?
Because it took that long because you could only get, I worked at Abercrombie and you could only buy like one pair of jeans a week with the discount because it was, and so I waited till I got all the clothes I wanted and left because retail's not for me. I liked serving. I like being a waitress and that's on your feet too. And I have noticed you almost get used to it. Like now I can never do it. But back then it was just so normal. Like my feet didn't. They didn't hurt if you had the right shoes.
Well, there are those things in hindsight where you look at them and be like, how did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment, you do what you got to do.
Especially working doubles and stuff.
75 grand, though? That's pretty.
That's a good living. And she's the manager, though.
Did I tell you where she lives?
No.
Let's just say that 75 grand where she lives is like, you might as well be a millionaire.
Yeah, I mean, you get outside where I live a little bit, too.
Oh,
that'll buy you something.
There,
way
out there.
Okay, no. You didn't. Can you not say where
no,
she?
No, I can.
Yeah,
she lives in Florence.
Oh, yeah, she was, okay, that's a little behind the scenes. She's from Arizona.
Yeah,
she's one of our Radio.com Arizona iHeart Sucks listeners. Okay, good. Yeah, Florence, that's where the jail is, and that's about it.
It's a prison, a monastery, and wherever she works.
And Country Thunder, once a year.
Like, yeah.
It's way out. It would be the equivalent here in Washington State of, say, farther than Enumclaw?
Like Yelm, even further. It's like an hour and a half from Phoenix.
Elma. Call it Elma. It would be the equivalent of Elma.
Hmm.
Right, Emily?
Yeah.
No, I never did, but I was noticing yesterday. And by the way, Abercrombie and Fitch, I can't do because I don't know why they...
Because you're not 18?
There's that.
Okay.
But there's the music that's like blaring. It's so loud. It's distracting. I mean, I feel like an old person.
And every time I walk by, because I was CMA dress shopping with my mom and we walked by and I wasn't even looking at the stores and I was like, we just walked past Abercrombie because they spray their cologne.
Yeah.
And it literally is someone's job to walk around spraying the cologne every couple of hours.
Really?
Like a couple of squirts. Yeah.
Do they not have the live models anymore? Because they used to have like
the shirtless models.
Yeah, the shirtless six pack or like hot chicks standing out front.
You guys want to hear the funniest retail story ever?
Sure.
And this will paint me an accurate, if you don't already know who I am, this paints a pretty accurate depiction of my white guy doofiness.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Vegas and you know, I'm not like hip or cool or whatever, but I go to Vegas and I know how to gamble and that's fine. But I realize that like all my clothes are fairly work friendly. I mean, they're not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like Slow Joe dresses cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I couldn't pull off any of the stuff that you wear. But I'm in Vegas and I'm like, dang, I think I need some jeans that aren't like work jeans, like Levi Buttonfly 501. So this was right when like jeans for guys were turning a little bit and like skinny jeans are coming in and fitted jeans and the cuffs were smaller. And like, you know, all of a sudden I realize I'm wearing Barack Obama dad jeans. I'm like, geez, I'm in Vegas. Like I walk down to, in the hotel, you know, they always have like a floor that's all retail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I go to this one place. Super cool. I don't even know the name of it. And there's a DJ in the corner, literally like spinning records in the middle of the day, like waka 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 waka.
Mm-hmm.
So me being the doof white boy from Missouri, I walk up. I'm like, hey man, do you guys have these in like a 32?
What?
And the guy looks at me. He's like, dude, I'm the DJ. I'm like, oh, you don't work here? He's like, no, man, I'm spinning records. Like, get out my face.
They're paying me to be here.
You're like ruining my vibe. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Record scratch.
Yeah, like, where's the little lady with the headset then? I need some jeans. Anyway, I don't think there was a moment in my life where I've ever felt more uncool. That was it. And it was a retail store.
You know what I saw the other day, speaking of retail, that I've never seen before? I didn't even see it in person. I saw it online. I'm like, oh, that's genius. So there's this store, and I have no idea what the store was.
You know what's happening?
Huh?
this podcast is turning into the afterthought. We just have a topic. It's always going to be about whatever the share your salary is. That's what's happening. I just realized what's happening.
Why not?
Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, so you walk in and they've got where you pick up your baskets, like your shopping baskets. They've got two stacks of them. One's red and one's gray.
Mm-hmm.
And the red ones are if you're just a normal shopper. And the gray ones are if you don't want to be bothered. Like, leave me the F alone. I don't need your help. So, like,
where was this?
Don't ask me. I have no idea.
I think it's not in this country. At least the ones I've seen with that.
It was all in English, so I'm assuming, it's basically
I've never heard that.
Because you know how some stores, you know, the assistants or whatever, the people that work there can get a little annoying.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just don't want to be bothered.
And it's also funny at retail, because retail, I find, like Emily, your experience is very transient. You know, you get like managers like Amanda there for a long time and they know the product, they know what's going on. But then, you know, there's also people that do it for like a month or two and they find something better where they don't have to be on their feet. And I had that experience yesterday. I was at Banana Republic trying to find a jacket. Actually, I found a jacket online, went down, they just had it. It was great. But I quickly realized that the young fella that was helping me out knew nothing about, because I needed somebody who was going to help me put an outfit together. Mm-hmm. And I just knew, and like half, I felt a little bit rude, but not really, because he was like, I'm like, well, do you have this? And he's like, like I felt his brain starting to hurt.
Yeah.
And I just saw an older woman like an Amanda who was like, clearly had some chops. And I just sort of like veered off. And I'm like, can you help me find a shirt for this jacket? She goes, oh, absolutely.
Well, there's career and there's job.
Right. And I could tell. And I've seen that too at like Home Depot, where you ask a guy how to cut drywall and he tells you go get a saw blade. You're like, okay. Not all people working retail know the answers, but
or he did know the answer and just was laughing at you.
No, he
time.
Was he. I could tell he was trying and didn't like. He just didn't know.
He was faking
I've been
it.
In
He's
that
a
position.
Dude. What 25-year-old dude knows where like what shirt goes with a plaid jacket? It's kind of a tough sell.
He probably just started or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I just politely veered.
Oh, I was talking about the drywall guy.
Oh, but that's it. But when you're working retail, you're not allowed to not know.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You know, if somebody comes up and says, where's the pocket square? I don't go find them. I don't know. I just started. You can't say that. But honestly, as a customer, I wish they would.
But it's funny because they don't, but I've had like servers tell me that. Like, in fact, Andrew and I went out to eat a couple weekends ago and the guy was clearly struggling. And I was like, is this spicy? And he's like, honestly, I don't know. I just started. But I'm like, the problem is you have to be honest about that, because working in restaurants for so long, I had friends that would pull that just because they were lazy, but they'd been there for 2 years. And it's like, you waited on these people before. You can't keep saying you're new here if you've been there for a year or two. Like, they're like, I don't know. I'm new. I don't. And it's like,
you know, I'm with you. I like the honesty. At least they'll say, you know, I've been a waiter for a really long time, but I just started here.
Yeah.
So at least you know you're not some, you know, idiot, but you don't know the menu. Which is acceptable.
Agreed.
All right. Well, listen, Monday, we've got a good share of your salary for you. It'll be highlighted here on the pod as well. I am a paraeducator, Jessica, one-on-one paraeducator.
Yes.
And I brought it up. I'll bring it up with her on Monday. But I did see on the news last night there are literally paraeducators, and we seem to have a lot of them on.
Yeah, we've had a few.
That are striking.
Have we ever had a one-on-one?
No.
I don't think so.
Not a one-on-oner. But the Sumner-Bonnie Lake area, they're literally striking. They had no school today, Friday, because the paraeducators, they're getting paid so little money, just a little tip for all of us, that they're not going to work. So there's a little heads up.
Go low.
Sometimes that backfires, but that's just the intel I have so far. All right, you guys, enjoy the weekend. We love you. Praying that I've been fighting this head cold for a week. I feel like I'm coming out of the woods, but I feel like Emily and Slow Joe are just starting their hike into the sick woods.
Yep.
I've got full body aches.
Hey, do you guys want me to send you the name of this tea? And for anybody who's listening who is also fighting the flu, because everybody is.
You haven't tried it yet.
No, it's on order. But listen, it's been tested. Like, so my coach, it was like, dude, this stuff. Like, he said, when I start to get sick, and all this guy does is study the human body.
Yeah.
He goes, when I start to get sick, I have a protocol. It involves a bunch of stuff. It's like more rest, vitamin D, this tea. It's called Kenmao Turi Changi. And he's like, it's hard to find. I'm saving it right now. I'm gonna email it to all of you.
You said this when you first got sick. But you're not going to get it until you're going to be better by the time you get it.
I know, but I didn't find out about it until Tuesday, and then I went online to order it, and you can only get it on eBay. It's only $7.
When did you start feeling sick?
Oh, dude, like 2 weeks ago. But I didn't know. Like, it wasn't until I went on a bike ride with this guy, which, by the way, doctor recommended when you're feeling sick, go on a bike ride in the rain, and it's 50 degrees. he was like, no, dude, you have to get this. It's called the Kenmao Turi Changi Herbal Supplement. And it's only $7 on eBay. Anyway, when I get some, I'll bring a bag in and you guys, I'll have some. But he says literally everybody he gives it to, they're like, oh my God, that knocked it right. I was starting to feel, I was starting to go down and this just righted the ship.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I just started feeling it
last
night.
Oh, and neti pots. Neti pots.
Yeah, I have a neti pot and I'm going to get some pho tonight because it's got
pho?
Like, yeah.
As in the food?
As in the food. It's really good for you because it's got the salt and the electrolytes in it.
Okay.
Chicken noodle soup.
It's kind of like chicken noodle soup on
steroids?
Yeah.
Okay. Why couldn't you say steroids?
Because I couldn't think of the name.
Ah!
I was gonna say crack, but I was like,
you know what I want to do? I'm just going to keep this going because you two are you two want to get out of here so bad.
That's
you're
it.
Like dying.
I'm out.
Hey, let's talk about flowers. All right, you guys. Have a good weekend. We love you. We will see you back Monday.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9
on 100.7 The Wolf.